Let's have a quick look at this one. Medical questions. Are you confused about HRT? I'd like to take the time in this section to highlight the British Menopause Society and Women's Health Concern. This information is also contained in the further resources PDF. In my view, these organisations are an invaluable medical resource. As a member of the British Menopause Society myself, and an elected member of their Medical Advisory Committee, a position I'm hugely proud to hold, I'm the first layperson to be elected to this committee, elected by my peers, all medical people, and I know they wondered if they'd done the right thing. Was I going to be a loose cannon and cause havoc? No, I'm a good girl. Anyway, I hold the BMS and the patient arm Women's Health Concern in high esteem and recommend them without hesitation to answer your questions and queries. There's a lot of free stuff on both websites, but for me, one of the biggest highlights is that anybody can phone or email Women's Health Concern about anything that's bothering them at menopause, and this includes men who want to discuss what's going on with their partners. It's true to say that I have had a lot of men contacting me, crying on the phone. When I first started with Simply Hormones, I used to be in tears too, but I've learnt to overcome that and listen and give good advice and options. But back to Women's Health Concern, where women have queries about their medication or their own medical practitioner, they can ask medical experts. And I'm talking about top people in the field of menopause, and yet they're still human beings like you and me who can talk sensibly about what's going on and your choices. Well, that's my plug for BMS and WHC. They're a well-run charity who struggle for funding like most charities do. Support them. Thank you.